Hello, hello, everyone. Welcome. Amanda Grace here with you. We are live. Today is June 24th, 2024. So hello to everybody jumping on right now in the United States and around the world. We're very happy to have you. I see Montana, Rhode Island. Wacho, Rhode Island is beautiful, by the way. Rhode Island has some beautiful parts to it. Texas, many people from Texas. God bless Texas, New Mexico, Arkansas, Missouri, Kansas, Kentucky, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, Indiana, West Virginia. We see more Texas people coming, Louisiana. We're going to talk about Louisiana tonight here in a little bit. Our neighbors in Connecticut, hello, hello. So nice to see you. There's others jumping in, North Carolina, Ohio. We are very happy to have all of you with us today. We have some serious prophecy fulfilling that we have to talk about, because this is the standard that is being raised in the nation. It's coming out of a very prophetically fascinating area. Sadie says hi, by the way. She is on the desk. So, oh, Queens, New York, hello to our neighbors in the boroughs. Yep, Queens, Bronx, Brooklyn, Staten Island, Manhattan, all the boroughs. Okay, so someone's saying that there's a dam that might be breaking right now. We'll look into that as well. But hello to our moderators and our Ark of Grace team. Thank you for helping us do what we do for the Lord. So I'm going to open up in prayer as people are jumping on. And then we have just a few announcements, and we're going to get right into talking about what is seriously happening, because there is something that is happening around the time, almost 2 years to the day, of when Roe v. Wade was overturned. And we're going to get into all of this, because biblically what's happening is fascinating right now. And it's coming to pass in a way that brings the book of Exodus into play here. So let's open up in prayer as people are coming on, and then we will get into tonight. So Father God, in the precious name of your son, Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach, we come before you, Lord. We praise you. You are almighty God. It is high. You are high and lifted up far above every power, principality, and might. Father, we bless your holy name. We humble ourselves before you this day, Lord, asking that the pull of the flesh becomes less in our lives, so you, your will, and your power become more in our lives. We ask you, Lord, to forgive us of our sins, cleanse us of all unrighteousness. We humble ourselves before you, acknowledging your son, Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach, was the Word, became flesh. He dwelt among us. He was the Passover lamb and the sacrifice for our sins. He willingly died at Calvary. He purchased us by the shedding of his own blood. He paid the largest debt in history with the highest price. The sins of humanity were paid for, bought and paid for by the shedding of his own blood. Lord, we praise you that he miraculously rose again in 3 days, and after appearing to many, ascended back into heaven, took his rightful righteous place at the right hand of the Father, where he rules and reigns forevermore. Jesus Christ is the King of kings and the Lord of lords. Father, he is our advocate without ceasing before your throne, and we honor that sacrifice before you this day. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we welcome your presence, the presence of Ruach Elohim, the Spirit of the living God, and the presence of the Ruach HaKodesh, the Holy Spirit, to fill this place, Lord, to fill this time, Lord. Father, that your word would go ahead, Father God, and go before us, Lord. Father, let the weight of your glory just powerfully move. Let your presence saturate the atmosphere, Lord. Let people tangibly feel your presence, Lord, and be ministered to by the Holy Spirit, the counselor, Father, as we go forth. Lord, I ask you, fill me and us tonight, Lord, in Jesus' name, with your wisdom, counsel, might, power, and the reverential fear of the Lord. Lead us in your wisdom tonight, Father. By the power of the blood of Jesus Christ, by the Spirit of the one true living God, may only the truth and power of Almighty God with authority now come forth, Lord, in Jesus' name, Father. Lord, allow us the humble privilege of being vessels of your power. Lord, take all the glory for yourself. You are the potter, and most certainly just the clay, Father God. You deserve all the glory, Father God, because what you give us, Lord, what you give us to steward, Father God, Lord, it comes from your hand, Father. And Lord, you deserve all the glory for that, Lord. Father, we just thank you that you are the author and finisher of our faith. Lord, and we praise you. We bless your holy name. Let your name be glorified above all. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Amen. Okay, praise the Lord. Hello to those jumping on. As I'm going to get my notes up here, we're going to do some announcements though, very quick. So let me just make sure my notes are up and ready. And then we're going to do Sadie's laying on my notes right now. Sadie, honey, you going to help mommy tonight? Okay. Mommy's just going to look around. We have animal photos first to show you. Okay, there's our garden. So that's a garden photo. Our team worked very hard on the garden. There's quite a bit in it and around it. We planted a lot of blueberry bushes. We've got a lot of zucchini and lettuce and tomatoes and all the things that the animals like to eat, including strawberries. So it's actually quite nice back there. There's Chester and Sadie. Thank you so much for your prayers. Chester has made an incredible turnaround, and he is eating like a fiend now because basically he didn't eat for almost a week. They had him on fluids, and then he came home and the doctor had to give us drops for his nose to clear his nose. And Chester has just made a miraculous comeback. We praise the Lord for it. So that's his nice little space in one of the corner rooms. And so Sadie goes and she hangs out with him. There's Norbert. We are still working on getting Norbert out of his cage. So we opened his cage door, but Norbert just loves his cage so much he doesn't want to come out. So our team has been working with him on this. He is an older parrot. I mean, he is a 30-year-old Amazon parrot. So he likes his, you know, he likes his little security space. He is adorable, Norbert. He will open up his wings and say hello to you. He makes all sorts of fun noises, and he is Wally's neighbor. Oh, there's Mordecai. Update on Mordecai. He saw the doctor at the bird hospital today, and he's doing amazing. So they said the anti-inflammatory should be wearing off in about a day. So we'll be able to see if he's totally better or if he needs, you know, a little bit more. But please keep praying for Mordecai, because the doctor says he looks absolutely amazing. Another miraculous turnaround. We just praise the Lord that both animals are home and they are doing very well. Up there is the mayor, Noble himself, enjoying his brand new kiddie pool. Yes, brand new kiddie pools were purchased for all the animals at the Ark. And Noble loves his kid. When he falls over, it is like Shamu at SeaWorld. I mean, there is just a tidal wave that goes, and you better get out of the way or you're going to get it. And so what they'll do is they'll throw watermelon in there, apples, and so he could go bobbing in the water, and it's a fun activity for him. There's Josie doing her daily chin-ups to stay in shape. We don't know why Josie likes to do this, but she's done this ever since she's come to the Ark. And she basically puts both claws up like this, and she's got her head in front, and it's really fun, and she just enjoys hanging there. There's Moses, and above Moses is that beautiful wood art by Kathy Wise that she sent us. So I very much appreciate that. We put the appropriate animals in the appropriate areas. And so Moses is just hanging out, eating his hay. There are fans in all of their barns so they can keep cool. And there's Cyrus laying on Missy's toy pig that she absolutely adores. And he probably took it away from her and he's laying on it. Cyrus is a love, I have to say. He's in here right now, actually, on the floor, laying down. But he's an absolute love. We absolutely love him. He gets along with all the animals here and he's doing amazing. Okay, those are our animal picks. We will make sure we might have a couple of cats up for adoption that we'll talk about later on in the week, because Esther's sibling and mother were located. And so they're going to basically, we're going to maybe be looking to help get them adopted. So we'll have more information for you later on in the week about that. Okay. Now, cruise. I've never been on a cruise, but apparently I'm going in February. So February 2025. We have this cruise, And this is from Heavenly Cruises. And basically, they book speakers, and you basically go on a cruise for a week. And I will be speaking on this cruise February 9th to 16th, 2025, leaving from Orlando, Florida. So basically, if you'd like to learn more, you could go to arcofgrace.org/events. I have never been on a cruise ship ever. So I hear they're enormous. So I guess we're going to get to see this for ourselves in February. Also, our prayer line. We have a prayer line now, and we are very grateful we were able to do this for our viewers. There are the two phone numbers you can call Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. We have a prayer team that is ready, willing, and able to pray with you and stand in agreement with you. And we thank our prayer team for all their hard work doing this. You know, praying for people, you know, in long stretches, it's definitely a calling. And so we are very happy that this prayer line is up. It is running, and we're getting amazing feedback on it. So people are calling and giving such wonderful feedback. We have already gotten reports of answered prayer, of healings. So we're very excited about this. Okay. Last but not least, our night of prayer. This is the biggie, guys. So July 7th, starting at 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. This is a night of prayer and intercession for the nation and for the Trump family and for seeking God's will. We are very excited to be bringing everybody together for this. Eric Trump asked us to do this. And you know what? They're asking for prayer. I am more than happy to do that. And so are all of the people coming together. So we have, of course, Eric and Lara Trump, Roger Stone, Alina Haba, General Flynn, Clay Clark and Pastor Jackson Lawmeyer, Rudy Giuliani, Dr. Lance Wallnau, Rabbi Jonathan Kahn, Don A. Clement, Eric Metaxas, Robin Bullock, and we may have a surprise special guest as well. So mark your calendars. If you want to find the different platforms we are on, if you go to arcofgrace.org, click on the media tab, it says ways to watch. You click on that and you will see all of our platforms so you can get plugged into us for that night. Please come that night with us and just stand in the gap for the nation and lock arms and come together in agreement. In 2 Chronicles, it says, if my people who are called by my name, says the Lord, not the world, but his name, will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, I will hear from heaven, forgive their sin, and heal their land. So we are looking very, very forward to this. And a big thank you to everybody who is working on this, because this is a big undertaking, and we're really looking forward to God moving, to God doing something incredible. It is 3 days after July 4th, which is our nation's independence, 4 days before Donald Trump's sentencing. So this is a really profound time to have a night of prayer. So praise the Lord for that. Okay, there we go. We're done for now with the announcements. And now we're going to get into this urgent prophecy fulfilling, because it really is. So if you can share this broadcast, like and subscribe, we'd very much appreciate it, because there is something incredible happening right now that we have to talk about. And the enemy is rip-roaring mad. When I tell you rip-roaring mad in this hour, he is looking for any way to get in, to try to get in anybody's ear, to try to make any trouble, he really is just so desperate and at a frenzy at this point. We have to be sober-minded and vigilant right now. We really do, and check our emotions, because honestly, I am watching what's going on. I am watching what the enemy is doing. And if we give the enemy an in, and it could be in many different ways, he will definitely try to exploit it. So this is why we need Jesus Christ. This is why we need him, and we need to be in a relationship with him. I'm going to preface by saying this, because the timing of this is incredible, what's happening. So it was 2 years ago today that Roe versus Wade, after 50 years, was overturned. I believe it was 2 years ago, around this time, it was overturned. 2 years later, in 2024, around the time of such a historic event that happened 2 years ago, Something is unfolding and a standard is being raised in the nation. A banner is being raised. The commandments are being raised. So let me say this. I was in New Jersey back in 2022 at Mantle of Power Ministries when Roe v. Wade was overturned. And I was there speaking at the ARC conference. And I remember I had said from New Jersey that prayer was coming back to public schools. Now, this is back in 2022. Prayer was going to be brought back to public schools, that this was another battle that was going to be brought for the Lord to win. And so I had warned of that 2 years ago, right? The Lord had moved on my heart for that. Now, let me preface this. I'm going to give you a tiny bit of history to understand this. So June 25th, 1962, the U.S. Supreme Court declared prayer in public schools unconstitutional. And there it is. Thank you. This is the actual headline from the Chicago Daily Tribune. Supreme Court bans school prayers. And it was all over. It was an outrage. There was a lot that happened with this that we're going to get into here in a moment. And so they tried to say, well, as long as teachers give math tests, there will be prayer in school. So this was kind of the response to that. But the battle for this, the origin, ground zero, was Hyde Park, New York. And the case that ultimately got brought to the Supreme Court was Engel versus Vitale. Engel was an atheist, okay? Now, what is amazing about the name, about this name Engel, and what this man stood for, is if you look back at Karl Marx, he had a partner, right, when it came to the development of Marxism, named Friedrich Engel, okay? So Engel versus Vitale is spelled E-N-G-L-E. Friedrich Engel is spelled E-N-G-E-L, but they mean the same thing, okay? It's a different spelling of the same name. Friedrich Engels was German, and he was a German philosopher, political theorist, historian, journalist, and revolutionary socialist. He was also a businessman and Karl Marx's closest friend and collaborator, serving as a leading authority on Marxism. Okay, I'm going to show you this ties in a minute. So Marxism has a satanic foundation, right? Because Karl Marx's children would write their father letters addressing him as my dear devil. And he also wrote many poems and plays that had satanic threads, satanic ideology, and satanic undertones in it. Now, if you come back to the 1962, Engel versus Vitale, Engel and Engel are different spellings of the same name. This is how the enemy operates. Since Engel helped birth Marxism and communism, which is diametrically opposed to the things of God, since the enemy works in cycles, he would raise up someone by the name of Engel out of New York to war to take prayer out of schools, because many of these battles formed in New York, abortion, taking prayer out of schools. The reason for this is a few things. New York abstained from the signing of the Declaration of Independence. I don't know if you know that, but they abstained for a good, I think it was 50 days. Okay, so New York was one of the last states to sign the Declaration of Independence. That left a window for the enemy to begin to plant seed. First of all. Secondly, Washington from New York City Federal Hall made a covenant between God and the United States of America. And he said, if the United States ever turned from God, God would remove his hand of blessing. So there is a covenant, a promise that was made on that soil. And then you have the fact that New York also abstained and was one of the last states to sign the Declaration of Independence. Okay, now that I've caught you up to speed on this, something incredible is happening in Louisiana, and I'll tell you why it's Louisiana in a minute, but let's put up the news article. All glory be to God. Pray for this governor in Louisiana right now. Pray for him because he needs it right now. Louisiana classrooms now required by law to display the Ten Commandments. Louisiana public schools are now required to display the Ten Commandments in all classrooms after Republican Governor Jeff Landry signed the requirement into law Wednesday. House Bill 71, approved by state lawmakers last month, mandates that a poster-sized display of the Ten Commandments with large, easy, readable font be in every classroom at schools that receive state funding. So if you want state funding, you got to put up the Ten Commandments. You see, two can play at this game. This works to the reverse, too, and the liberals didn't see this coming. Okay, from kindergarten through the university level. So in every university classroom, too, in Louisiana, the Ten Commandments has to be displayed. Now, pray for this governor because the Lord is using him, and I'm going to show you prophecy that points at this. We're going to go into the prophecy that goes back. I think it goes back almost 2 years that was pointing at this. So this goes back as well to the Louisiana Purchase, which occurred in 1803 when the land was purchased from France. Now, how does this all connect? Well, I'm going to show you. We're going to play prophetic connect the dots right now because this all ties together. And this also has to do with Louisiana, not only the Louisiana Purchase, but my staff pointed out to me the fact that Louisiana, and I remembered once they said it, is the most immersed, especially New Orleans and those areas, voodoo, psychics, witchcraft, Mardi Gras, that culture, that hedonistic culture, right? That is put down these deep roots in that territory that have made a high place in that territory, even though they're really below sea level, they've made a high place for these principalities. And this is where this is now emerging from. An altar is being torn down, and an altar to the Lord, and a banner, and a standard, and a cry is being raised out of Louisiana. Now, 1803, when the Louisiana Purchase happened, yes, this does have to do with marine spirits, and I'll go into this very fast, but the kingdom of darkness has different divisions, okay? One of them happens to be the marine kingdom. They're highly technologically advanced. If you wonder how all this technology gets into the earth, well, many times the kingdom of darkness will conjure it up and find a willing host to push it into the earth, okay? So that's just, you know, how this kind of goes. So, but the kingdom of darkness has different factions and divisions, one of them being the marine kingdom, okay? And they are nasty. Let's just put it that way. They are nasty. They are territorial. They are highly involved in witchcraft, dark arts, pushing that into that area. Okay, so in 1803, the Louisiana Purchase happens. Something else happens in 1803. Now, Thomas Jefferson was the president back then, just to give you a point of reference. It was the last time in 1803 that these two broods of trillions of cicadas converged together. This happened in the year 2024 like a plague. So the Louisiana Purchase happens in 1803, right? Now, fast forward to 2024. You have this brood of trillions of cicadas descending on the nation like a plague, and you all have Louisiana, right, coming into play, raising that standard and snatching away from the enemy what he's tried to do there. Now, I'll put up the other article in a moment because you not only have this plague of cicadas that have descended on the nation, you have another biblical event happening. Okay, this is the Democrat Chronicle. Gypsy moth caterpillars are ravaging upstate New York trees, raining down feces. It's biblical. It's biblical. Now, I'm not kidding you. I witnessed this firsthand. I live in upstate New York. You have no idea the infestation and invasion of, also known as spongy moths, of gypsy moth caterpillars, okay? And this is what it says. The historic infestation of gypsy moth caterpillars has now spread across large swaths of the Finger Lakes and North County regions of New York, munching leaves and leaving behind countless acres of unseasonably barren trees. I'm not kidding you. It looked like fall in our driveway. You just see tons of half-eaten leaves, and you see them, these little gypsy moths, like Spider-Man descending on a thread and basically para-jumping out of the trees. I'm not even kidding you. This is what, I look like a crazy person trying to take a piece of wood and just get them on the wood and put them into the woods where they can go eat the weeds for us, because it was just, they were all over the house. They were everywhere. The outbreak of millions of fuzzy 2-inch invasive insects has wreaked havoc in parts of upstate, raining down, I can't even, basically, you know what, going number two on hikers, okay? This is what the article says. But this happens in New York. So you have the cicada outbreak, right? This trillions of cicadas converging around the point of the X marks the spot of the two full eclipses, okay? The two full solar eclipses, they were converging right there in that area in Illinois, okay? That was within that X. And then where all the lawfare is taking place, you have a plague that they're calling biblical of these gypsy moths. Millions, millions of them. And I'm not kidding you when they say millions. I could not, I was going, we're in Egypt. This is Egypt right now. Like, this is what I was thinking watching all of this. So how does this all tie in? Well, you have two plagues or outbreaks of insects that are being called historic and biblical. What happened before Pharaoh let 2 million plus Jews go out of Egypt with their families and their livestock? There were plagues. Right, in the book of Exodus, plagues 3, 4, and 8 were all insect plagues. They had gnats, they had flies, and they had locusts in that order. Why am I telling you this? Because this all does tie together, because it was Moses who was sent to Egypt to withstand Pharaoh and the territorial spirits holding up Egypt as the superpower of the world. And this points to the nation coming to a Red Sea moment. However, after the Red Sea moment, the Jews are brought through the wilderness and come to Mount Sinai, where the Jews were given the law, the Ten Commandments. And Moses goes up to Mount Sinai, and while he's up there with God, Hashem, having a wonderful time getting the Ten Commandments and writing them down, while this is happening down below, Israel rebelliously, what did they do? They attempted to build a golden calf. And Aaron, Moses's brother, who's supposed to be, shall we say, advocating in the best interests of God with the people, enables them to build this golden calf. He basically stands there and just enables them to do this while his brother is on top of a mountain getting the Ten Commandments. So while the Ten Commandments are being given, a golden calf is being attempted. Before the Ten Commandments were given, there was plagues of insects through Egypt, amongst other plagues, including darkness as well, before Pharaoh let the people go. Well, we are witnessing these biblical plagues of insects. And after these biblical plagues, now Louisiana, the governor of Louisiana, has literally signed into bill to raise a standard to uphold the law, God's law, and tear down that high place and build an altar to God. So start tearing down the golden calf and building an altar and raising a banner and an outcry in the nation. If you remember, I kept saying that the Lord is raising a standard in this nation, and we as the people of God have to bear that standard. We have to carry it. We have to run the race with it, and that he's raising it. And this is what the people of God have to do in this hour. Now, interestingly enough, Shavuot this year was June 12, 2024, when the Jews were given the law at Mount Sinai. It's called Shavuot. It was June 19th, 2024, 7 days after the Jews were given the law this year at Mount Sinai. They celebrated. The Louisiana governor signs into law the Ten Commandments, being displayed in every public classroom from pre-K all the way to the university level. Okay, so this is huge. It's every public classroom now has this displayed. So it's 7 days after Shavuot happened this year, where the Jews were given the law, that the Louisiana governor took the law and now is making the very liberal, corrupt school system display the law. Okay? To see if you can wrap your head around all of this, because this is incredible that this is happening the way it is. Now, the number seven, because it's 7 days apart. So from Shavuot being celebrated this year to when the Louisiana governor did this, it is 7 days. Interestingly enough, the word created is used seven times to describe God's creative work in the book of Genesis. There are 7 days in a week, and God's Sabbath is on the seventh day. There are at least seven men in the Old Testament who are labeled a man of God, one of them being Moses in the book of Joshua, chapter 14, verse 6. Just to give you a little background on the number seven here, seven also symbolizes completion in the Bible. Interestingly enough, too, the seventh letter of the Hebrew alphabet is Zayin, Z-A-Y-I-N, which means crown. Okay, so that's also interesting that Zayin means crown. It also means weapon. So crown, authority, the standard, which is the word, which connects to the Ten Commandments. Almighty God is king over all the earth. Jesus Christ, Yeshua, is the King of kings and Lord of lords. He wears the Zayin of life, the crown of life. And he has been crowned with righteousness. Zayin also means weapon. Now, this is the seventh letter of the Hebrew alphabet, because the word is the sword of the Spirit. Sword of the Spirit is the word. So Zayin means crown. It also means weapon. It is the seventh letter of the Hebrew alphabet. And there were 7 days between Shavuot this year, the Jews getting the law at Mount Sinai, and the Louisiana governor actually signing into law, the law being displayed in every public classroom in Louisiana. So this is the standard being raised in this hour. While, you know, and I'm wondering when the headship of some of these states, like New York, are going to start to understand that these biblical plagues are happening because of their disobedience. That what we see happening is because they are warring against God. They're not warring against Donald Trump. They're warring against God because they are trying to bring everything immoral and detestable to God and perverse, and have attempted to saturate it throughout the state. And then on top of it, you add the lawfare. So for the fact that this is being raised up out of Louisiana, where one of these high places is for these territorial spirits, this is the signal. Remember in the book of Judges, what the Lord had Gideon do is he had him go to a high place, tear down the altar of Baal, the bull, the golden calf, tear down the altar of Baal and build a new altar in its place and make the sacrifice. That is what God had Gideon do in the book of Judges. And this is what we see happening. And it's starting in Louisiana. And this is incredible that the last time many of these plagues of insects were seen in such the intensity like the cicadas was when the Louisiana Purchase happened. And the fact we're now seeing this come full circle and we see what's happening now. And on top of it, you add these other biblical plagues, right, of gypsy moths and other things that wanted to descend out of the trees like Spider-Man and just eat everything bare. Well, that's what happened in Egypt. The locusts were sent. They ate everything. It was bare in Egypt. It says in the word of God, they ate everything. Everything green, everything fruit-bearing, they ate. And this is what we see happening in New York. And I have to tell you, every bud off of the fruit trees is gone. They've been eaten. So the fruit has been stolen. You see, and that's what happens. That's what happens when, you know, corrupted seed is planted. Sometimes I think gypsy moths came from the CIA. I'm not even kidding you, because of the amount that they can consume. Sometimes I just think these things and I go, you know what? These things look to be a little too engineered to me. But the point is that these biblical-like events are all converging this year, and many of them haven't been seen in well over 100 years. I mean, we're talking probably almost 200 years. And the fact it's all converging in the same year, and now you've got the Louisiana governor making every liberal university, every school district, every public classroom display the Ten Commandments. This is the beginning of prayer returning to school. This battle is coming back to be won because there is an outcry being raised in this nation right now. There is an outcry getting louder for holiness and for morality and for godliness amidst the filth. Amidst the best visual I can give you is everything is coming off of the same root. And you've got these man-eating plants that are all growing off of the same root. Transgenderism, LGBTQ plus XYZ, whatever they want to put on their flags, circles, and triangles, and whatever else they're putting on there. Black Lives Matter, Palestine and Hamas. You've got all these man-eating plants budding off of the same root, trying to swallow up man into their agendas and entrap them. And the more this is happening, the louder the cries are getting for holiness and for godliness in this nation and for morality and for schools to come back into order. The cries are getting louder. So let's go to the prophecy now, because now we're going to go to the prophecy so you can see. We're going to go back to 2020 and we're going to go from there. So December 18th, 2020. And says the Spirit of the Lord this day, as all looked lost at the Red Sea, my child Israel had no knowledge how to fight. They still had a slave mentality. They were oppressed by capital Egypt for so long, they thought it was actually best for them to be under heavy pagan rule. They wavered and felt all was lost. However, there was one, Moses, capital, who came to me, the Lord God Adonai, and took the crisis to me. And I, the Lord God, entered to challenge Pharaoh in his legitimacy to ownership of Israel. And I, the Lord, caused a blockade that their weapons and chariots and false, wicked, foul spirits could not break through. They could not breach. That's capital. And I, the Lord, then divided the waters. I divided the waters to dry ground, exposing, capital, what was at the very bottom of the Red Sea in the process. And these walls of water were a protection to Israel and a death sentence to Egypt. And you shall very much see the same, says the Lord thy God, this day. My spirit, Ruach Elohim, all capitals, coming in and raising a standard that will be a wall of protection to the righteous and a death sentence to those who serve their principalities. Okay. February 27th, 2022. This day, what your vessel should be filled with as the glory of God touches down on your nation, and there is a turn coming soon that even more shall sing praises to the Lord of hosts in the streets and the squares and the malls and even the schools. Yes, praise shall come forth from the schools as history is corrected for such a time, for such a season. Thus says the Lord of hosts, King of kings and Lord of lords. Amen and amen. December 14th through 15th, 2022. And says the Spirit of the Lord this day, there is a spear being thrown into your nation, says the Lord, a spear. And it shall hit and trigger a fault line, that's capital, for there is a standard of accountability begun to be raised. And those in your nation who have made backdoor deals to attempt to save themselves while hurting my capital children and attempting to derail what I, the Lord God, intend to do, they shall find themselves locked out, that's capitalized. Woe unto you, says the Lord, woe unto you who have made deals with the corrupt to keep your seats. For you are merely seat warmers, and you have just signed your own certificate of removal, says the Lord. We are going to jump to another one in a moment here. And if we can, I just saw in the private chat about the dam. So hopefully we'll get into that at the end here. Okay. February 26, 2023. I shall redirect them. I shall order their steps. And there is an army of the young being raised up that will proclaim the word of the Lord with the boldness that is spoken of in my word. And they shall turn on the enemy, and they shall turn on the devourer, and they shall turn on the enemy's trophies, and they shall turn on wicked leaders and corrupt schools. They shall turn. And they shall cause the chains of bondage to begin to break off of the minds of the young, because the young in this season, in this window, they have a window, says the Lord, because I am opening up the windows of heaven, and they have a window to be shaken awake, and they shall become part of this march that you see, of this march that's going to echo across the nation. Behold, I, the Lord God, am doing a new thing. Do you not see it? In this season, you must have eyes to see and ears to hear, says the Lord. Now, this is where the governors come into this. So November 20th, 2023. Let me go to it. And the Spirit of the Lord says this day, I am calling the Zerubbabels in this hour. Zerubbabel was the governor that was called amidst of, I believe he's in the book of Ezra, he's spoken of. He was the governor when they were trying to rebuild, and there was so much that had happened to Israel. And Zerubbabel was called in as the governor. He was the governor at the time. In fact, to give you even more context, I'm going to go where it is. Let's see here. Okay, because I want to read, yep, Ezra 3, 2 through 3. So let's go to Ezra 3, 2 through 3. Okay. Oh, shit, this brother is a rose. Then Jeshua, the son of Jozadak, and his brothers, the priests, and Zerubbabel, the son of Shealtiel, and his brothers arose and built the altar of God of Israel to offer burnt offerings on it, as it is written in the law of Moses, the man of God. So they set up an altar on its foundation, for they were terrified because of the people of the lands, and they offered burnt offerings on it to the Lord, burnt offerings morning and evening. So that is one area that he is in. And then I believe he's in, was he in Zechariah also? Because I want to make sure, but he was the governor and he oversaw the return of the Jewish exiles and the rebuilding of the second temple. So this is all important to give you context in order to read this word to you, because the Lord is calling the governors. So when he says this, he's calling the governors in a time of dealing with what has happened in Israel and how Israel had been ransacked and all these other things. So this is what the word says, November 20th, 2023. And the Spirit of the Lord says this day, I am calling the Zerubbabels in this hour, the governors. I, the Lord, am calling them out to help raise the standard, mount a resistance in the faith, and rebuild the ruins of this nation. The ruins spiritually, the ruins politically, the ruins economically, the rubble. As you stand and see the rubble and the debris and the broken down gates, both in your nation and your brother Israel, as you look at the task before you, do not focus on the devastation, but focus on hearing the strategies and solutions I, the Lord God, am dispatching in this hour. Scrolls and keys I, the Lord God, am giving unto my appointed, for you must look beyond the confusion, the ruins, the destruction, to see what I, the Lord thy God, am set to do in Israel, in the United States of America, and in England, and even Egypt, says the Lord. So he's saying in this first part here, he's calling the Zerubbabels, the governors, to help raise a standard, mount a resistance in the faith, rebuild the ruins of this nation, including the ruins spiritually. This is exactly what this governor is doing right now in Louisiana. Now, this word goes on from November 20th, 2023. And says the Spirit of the Lord this day, all capitals, O Zerubbabels, I have appointed you, and I, the Lord, am calling you forth. And then in this one, he calls Governor Huckabee Sanders too. Governor Huckabee Sanders, my daughter, I am calling you to continue to stand amidst what appears to be confusion and oppression and rubble in the nation. I am calling you to stand and speak forth the words I, the Lord, give you, and you will assist in dealing with the brokenness in this nation in this hour. Do not hesitate to speak what I give you, for I, the Lord God, am with you, and I shall uphold you against your critics. I shall protect your family. You shall know me even more during this time as Jehovah Nissi, your banner, Jehovah Tsidkenu, your righteousness, as you and your state bear a standard and a light for me that will spread across the nation. Thus says the Lord, I am calling out the other Zerubbabels, the other governors. Three more, says the Lord. One towards the west, one towards the north, and one in the heart of your nation, says the Lord. Come forth, says the Lord. Come forth in this hour and receive your strategies. I, the Lord thy God, will equip you with, for a double portion and a double mantle of equipping shall occur in this hour. So right there towards the end of 2023, the Lord is saying, I am calling the governors forward to raise this standard. Now, I will tell you, I wouldn't be surprised if Sarah Huckabee Sanders was in the running to be VP. It wouldn't shock me if she was highly, highly considered in this, just because she's called out by name here too. But he's calling the governors forward. Okay, so that could be a clue having to do with that too. But to raise this standard and rebuild the runes spiritually of what's happened in the nation. And this is what we see happening right now in Louisiana. Now, April 2nd, 2024, and says the Lord of hosts, the Ahabs, the Jeroboams, the Ahaziahs, who have wickedly ruled, who have sold their own people, who have sold them desperate to place that money into the king's treasury. That bill of sale shall be nullified, says the Lord. However, says the Lord, my people and my church, all capitals, must bear the standard in this hour for that sale to be nullified. For you are about to be placed upon the block of slaves and chains as the desperation has mounted in your nation and Israel. Now, this is back way before too the May 30th conviction, by the way. So this was by way before that. But for the sale to be nullified, God's people, the church, have to bear the standard right now. May 6, 2024, all capitals. The standard shall be raised. The trumpet shall sound. The cries for holiness shall enter your streets. Remember, you, my children, must bear the standard as they will attempt to draw you into provocation in the streets to lock you down. May 14th, 2024. If we as believers wear the yoke, bear the standard the Lord is raising, and be the voice of a generation now to the nation, the Lord will in a powerful way work all this together for good, and it will humble, transform, and redirect the nation. Okay. Now, I'm going to go back to March 1st, 2024, because this is where Louisiana comes in. So we have the prophecies about the standard and the Zerubbabels and the governors and all of this. And then we have from March 1st, 2024, I believe I gave this from Louisiana. I think I gave this word from Louisiana when I went down there to minister and the Spirit of the Lord hit me and I prophesied in flow and this word came forth. And this is what it says. And says the Spirit of the Lord this day, is my arm too short that it cannot reach? Is my hand too short that it cannot save you? Come unto me humbly, says the Lord. The grace period, says the Lord, is thinning. With leadership in your nation, with leadership in Israel, says the Lord, the grace period is thinning. Humbly come unto me now and surrender before they physically come for you to destroy you. Not destroy what you've built. Destroy you, says the Lord, for that is set in their sights. And the ancient ones, says the Lord, that have been released from the abyss in this hour are going to bring an outcry against the people of God. Thus says the Lord, I have equipped you with every good and perfect gift that comes from above. I have given you your weapons of warfare that are not carnal, but mighty through God, not through man, through God, to the pulling down and destruction of strongholds. And I have equipped you for this, and I have equipped you to stand before my throne, says the Lord, and petition my courts, and use the power and authority I have given you to issue judgment against that spirit, says the Lord, where it has let go of the heart of this nation. For, says the Lord, this nation needs a heart change. It needs a heart transplant, says the Lord. The soul of this nation has been in torment, and I allowed it, says the Lord. I allowed it. I allowed it to wake my people from their slumber. I allowed it to bring the army of the living God into order. And I allowed it to mobilize you as my people to bring forth one of the greatest victories in your history. In your history. Louisiana and your history, America, to bring forth a great spiritual victory that will cause the high places to come down and will cause the highest courts in the land to get into order with my agenda, that will cause the Supreme Court of Louisiana to rule on monumental cases the way I, the Lord, say it should be ruled. For I, the Lord, am grabbing a hold of the heart of the judges, and I will take their hearts of stone, and I will bring forth hearts of flesh, and gentle, humble spirits will come out of some of them, says the Lord. And others who refuse and stand in their defiance and stand indignant in their status, their seat shall give way, says the Lord, and there shall be yet another replace, says the Lord. For I am the King of kings and the Lord of lords. I raise kings up and I bring them low. I raise up shepherds and I bring them low. And I, the Lord, have brought forth an appointed time. And then he says, around the month of August, for an overturning of the wicked tables that have exchanged America like a slave on the chopping block, that has enslaved the people, that has oppressed the areas. Around that time, says the Lord, the table of that money changer shall be overturned, says the Lord. It shall be flipped, it shall be overturned, and their transaction canceled, says the Lord. For in the darkness they are moving about, attempting to bring forth another bidder, says the Lord, another bidder for your highest seats. And they are attempting to bring that bidder forth out of the shadow, says the Lord. And they shall bring it forth, and you, my children, you shall discern because of my word, and because of what is being spoken forth this day, you will discern, says the Lord, the enormous switch they are attempting to do, to put the enemy's idol and the enemy's puppets and the enemy's trophies in the highest seats. So that was from March 1st. That was out of Louisiana, prophesying this about Louisiana as well from Louisiana. So, oh, glory be to God for that, because this is what we see happening, and praise the Lord for that. Okay. Now, something else interesting, because with Louisiana, this law, House Bill 71. Okay, so it's called House Bill 71. Let me tell you why this is significant. Jeremiah 25, 9 through 14 says, behold, I will send and take all the families of the north, declares the Lord, and I will send to Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, my servant, and I will bring them against this land and against its inhabitants and against all these nations round about. And I will utterly destroy them and make them a horror and a hissing and an everlasting desolation. Moreover, I will take from them the voice of joy and the voice of gladness, the voice of the bridegroom and the voice of the bride, the sound of the millstones and the light of the lamp. This whole land will be a desolation and a horror, and these nations will serve the king of Babylon 70 years. Verse 12, then it will be when 70 years are completed, I will punish the king of Babylon and that nation, declares the Lord, for their iniquity in the land of the Chaldeans, and I will make it an everlasting desolation. I will bring upon that land all my words which I have pronounced against it, all that is written in this book which Jeremiah has prophesied against all the nations. For many nations and great kings will make slaves of them, even them, and I will recompense them according to their deeds and according to the work of their hands. So, in this, he says, when 70 years is completed, okay, then judgment's going to come on Babylon. What's interesting is this is House Bill 71. So when 70 years is completed, you enter 71. This is House Bill 71. But if you go back this amount of years in American history, let me just tell you what was going on at this time so you can understand why House Bill 71 is so prophetic. Okay. February 23rd, go back 70, right? 70, 71 years ago. The first mass inoculation, we'll say, of children against polio began in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. So I think we have, there it is. So the first mass rounds of inoculations happened. Okay. Now, what else happened? Four Puerto Rican nationalists opened fire in the United States House of Representatives chamber and wound five people, and they are apprehended, basically. So that happens as well. April 22nd of that year, Senator Joseph McCarthy begins hearings to investigating the United States Army for being soft on communism. So there it is. Now look at this. This I found interesting that our team found this. Pride comes before the fall. Now remember, this is House Bill 71, right? And this is the amount of years ago. So that is what was pinned. Pride cometh before destruction and a haughty spirit before a big fall in Proverbs. That was actually headlined with Time Magazine when it came to these hearings with Senator McCarthy. June that year, right? The word, which now this, why do you want to know why June had to be called Pride Month too? Do you want to know why the enemy did this? Because if you go back that amount of time, right? To June 14th of that year, that is when the words under God are added to the United States Pledge of Allegiance. The words under God were added in June. You ever wonder why the enemy is after June as well and Pride Month and these things? You have to look at what transpires surrounding that. That year, June 22nd, Guatemalan President Jacobo Arbenz Guzman steps down in a CIA-sponsored military coup. Gee, what a surprise. Triggering a bloody civil war that continues for more than 35 years. So this happens. And November 12th of that year, the main immigration port of entry in New York Harbor at Ellis Island closes. They close the main port of entry for immigration. Well, when looking at all of this, right? These things that happened this year, and we come up that amount of years to 2024, and now this is House Bill 71 to bring in the Ten Commandments into every public classroom. These things are all coming full circle. It's all coming full circle. That's why you have to go and look, because the enemy works in cycles. This is how he operates. He works in cycles. So you have to take notice of times, numbers, dates, what happened surrounding that time. You have to take notice of all of these things because the enemy works in cycles. Now, we have this enormous issue with immigration, right? And now we have Biden, too little, too late, what, trying to close up the border, trying to partially close it, trying to limit the amount of people coming in. Interestingly enough, under God was added to the Pledge of Allegiance in June, and they suddenly made June Pride Month. That is no surprise. You look back and you see the mass inoculations of children starting. So you see the enemy works in these really crafty cycles that we have to make sure that we're taking notice of. Now, it's interesting, too, that New York, of all places, closed Ellis Island. So Ellis Island, as we know, is in New York, but it's interesting that the immigration port closes in all places but New York. Okay. And to close tonight, I had added a psalm at the end to encourage everyone. And so I'm going to read it. It's Psalm 27, verses 4 through 14. And this is what it says. And then we'll go into the dam very quick. But one thing have I desired of the Lord, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple. For in the time of trouble, he shall hide me in his pavilion. In the secret of his tabernacle shall he hide me. He shall set me up upon a rock. And now shall mine head be lifted up above mine enemies round about me. Therefore will I offer in his tabernacle sacrifices of joy. I will sing, yea, I will sing praises unto the Lord. Hear, O Lord, when I cry with my voice, have mercy also upon me and answer me. When thou saidst, seek ye my face, my heart said unto thee, thy face, Lord, will I seek. Hide not thy face from me, put not thy servant away in anger. Thou hast been my help, leave me not, neither forsake me, O God of my salvation. When my father and my mother forsook me, then the Lord will take me up. Teach me thy way, O Lord, and lead me in a plain path because of mine enemies. Deliver me not over unto the will of mine enemies, for false witnesses are risen up against me, and such as breathe out cruelty. Verse 13, I had fainted unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. 14, wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thy heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. I'm encouraging everyone to speak that psalm right now. Psalm 27, 4 through 14. Just speak it. I encourage you to, because this is it. What's being said here is just, it's powerful. It's powerful that, A, the Lord will never leave us or forsake us, but that the Lord will not deliver you unto your enemies and false witnesses when they rise up against you and they breathe out cruelty. The Lord comes and delivers you, and he vindicates you, and he protects you, and he keeps you. That's why it says, wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and he shall strengthen your heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord, because you wait for the joy of the Lord, the justice of Yahweh, for God's justice, for his vindication, for his righteous judgment to come in and rescue and deliver and vindicate you in that time. You know, we, as his children, our job is to praise the Lord. It is to be in the word. It is to speak the word. It is to wear the yoke. It is to carry that standard and be salt and light to a lost and dying world. Okay? The Lord is more than capable of coming in and delivering you from those who breathe out lies against you, from those who raise up as your enemies, because even in Psalm 23, the Lord says, I prepare a table before you in the presence of your enemies. Let the Lord prepare that table. He needs you to be obedient and do what you're supposed to do. You don't need to exact revenge or vindicate yourself. God vindicates. God is the vindicator. So I just encourage you to do what the Lord wants you to do in this time, and the Lord will prepare that table. You don't have to. You be obedient, do what you're supposed to do. He will do it for you. And so we praise the Lord for that. Now, we'll look at this article really quick with the dam there's two things. We have the dam, but then apparently Florida is going to follow in Louisiana footsteps. We will look more into this, and they may be putting the Ten Commandments in schools as well. Let me tell you, this is going to catch a holy fire across the nation. Oh, it is. Okay, so let's look at this quick. A repeating dam in Minnesota is an imminent failure condition, officials warn. Well, they've tried barges with bridges. Why not try dams now? Why not try dams? You know, it's funny because the whole premise of a dam is to hold back something, right, from coming in. So the fact that the dam is in such poor condition, well, I find that kind of interesting to being what's happening in the nation, because the corrupt have tried to dam up, literally, so much in this nation. And keep so much morality and godliness, you know, and just truth and, let me see what else. Godliness, morality, truth, the word of God. They have tried to literally dam it up and keep it away. And that dam is rapidly crumbling. It is an imminent condition of spiritually breaking forth in this nation. So I take this too as a picture of the way the corrupt have built a dam right now to try to hold a certain wave back, to try to hold a certain amount of pressure back, to try to hold things back that they don't want to break loose in the nation, because it will mean a total demise of their agendas. And I believe this is kind of what we're seeing here happen. But please pray for these people in Minnesota right now, because the dams breaking are a very serious, serious event. And just pray for people to be evacuated. And it's in blue, you know, blue earth of all places, Minnesota. So I just find that just a little interesting tidbit. But we'll keep a watch on this, and we will keep you updated on this probably on the next broadcast. So praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Okay. So now that we come to the end of our broadcast, we're going to put two things up. I'll put my pillow up first because I have a story with the coins. So let me put my pillow up. There's Duchess on her MyPillow dog bed. It is Duchess approved. So you can go to MyPillow.com and use promo code ARC to save up to 66% or sometimes more off of all MyPillow products. They are so much more than just pillows. Their dog beds are amazing. They are washable, and they have sheets. They have blankets. They have towels. They have pillows, of course, and wonderful slippers and so much more. So you can go to MyPillow.com today and use promo code ARC. And we have the coins that we debuted with Andrew Sorcini, yep, Cyrus Faithful Shepherd, and then In God We Trust, Saving Grace. Now, I'm going to tell the story quickly of these coins, because I told it partially because, you know, we had limited time with Andrew. But when Andrew came to me about this, and I had this visceral reaction that I didn't want the ministry to go on a coin, and I didn't want my name to go on a coin, that the only way I would do it is if it meant something and it was in silver, because silver can actually be used as tender, you know, not that gold can't, but silver's a little more practical to me. So these were my kind of parameters, and I prayed about this, and Barbara actually prayed this through with me. And as, you know, I was, you know, kind of praying about it and getting ideas, she was like, well, maybe you should do this and add In God We Trust. I'm like, yes, I want to put In God We Trust on the coin. And she helped pray it through. And then what happened was the concept, when the concept came right after we did that, Clay and his team are the one who put it to paper. So Clay and his team actually took a concept, basically, and actually made something physical out of it. And they did an absolutely beautiful job. And what is so, you know, just Clay and his team, I have to say, like, they do stuff like this and they help me when I need it. And they kind of never ask for anything back. They just have been very wonderful about helping me with this. And so, and he always says, I appreciate you before we get off the phone. And I appreciate that also about him. And watching him grow in his faith is amazing. So Clay and his team took the concept and they put it to paper. And then Andrew, who had the mint, was actually able to take that, the concept that went to paper, and make this. So there was a group effort for sure involved in this. And God gets the glory most of all, because God is the one who gave the idea. And so, you know, I'm very appreciative of everybody who helped with this, because really it is In God We Trust, and He is our saving grace. He is. God is our only saving grace in this time. He truly is. It's not a man that's going to save America. It's Almighty God. And you know, the dove with the olive branch coming back to the ark on Mount Ararat is because the waters had started to recede and the dove had found actually a tree to rest on, and the dove brought a piece of the tree back. And it's just such a beautiful picture too of the Holy Spirit coming after Jesus, our ark, our Tabah, took the beating on the cross. And he rose again, right? And the storm passed and he rose again after all that happened. And then he said when he was going to go, there was a comforter that was going to come. So he was going to go back to be with his Father in heaven, but he was going to send the comforter. So that image of the dove descending on the ark has to do with the Holy Spirit too, the comforter, right? Coming to be with those that the ark protected during the storm, because Jesus is our Tabah. He is our ark. And so I give all glory to God, and I very much appreciate everybody who helped with this and helped pray it through and helped put the concept to paper and just helped in every way to do this. We are very grateful. So I just wanted to tell that story briefly. So praise the Lord. So you can, oh, and if you want to, I know I'm so busy telling the story, I'm not telling you where you could get them. So you can go to either bh-pm.com. You can email Andrew@bh-pm.com, or you can call the phone number as well. So if you would like to buy those or get them for a family member or whatever you want to do, pray about it, see what you want to do. That is the ways you can do this. And we remember we are blessed to be a blessing. So, and we praise the Lord for that. Okay. Praise the Lord. Well, this is where we're going to end for tonight. Sadie keeps walking across this computer. I've been trying to keep her tail out of the way, and it has just been a full-time job tonight. Cyrus is sleeping outside the door. Cyrus, come say hi to everybody. Ready? Are you going to come? Because we're gonna close. So Sadie's walking across. We're just gonna let all the animals in. Are you good? Nope, he's exhausted. Cyrus has had it for the evening. So God bless everyone. Keep the faith. Armor up according to Ephesians chapter 6. Psalm 91, I say it every single day. I encourage you to say it. The word is living and active. We have to activate it. Death and life are in the power of the tongue. Also Psalms 123, 34, 35, and 51. Psalm 35 is, you contend with those who contend with me, Lord. You fight against those who fight against me. Psalm 51 is, create in me a clean heart, O God, which we should be saying on a regular basis, because out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. So we always want to be cleansing our heart, our soul, checking ourselves. None of us are perfect. So I encourage you to do that. Also, Ephesians 1 and 3 from the Believer's Authority by Pastor Kenneth Hagin. Those scriptures from those chapters I recite every single day. The eyes of my understanding being enlightened, that I may know what is the hope of his calling and the riches of his glory, of his inheritance in the saints. Also, the Lord's Prayer. Jesus taught his disciples to pray that way. That should be good enough for us, because if he's teaching his disciples to pray that way, there is an order to that prayer that is so important for our prayer life. At some point, I'm going to do a deep dive into the Lord's Prayer to show you, but I do say that almost every single day. I say the Lord's Prayer. So praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Okay. All right, we're done. Well, God bless everyone. Keep the faith. We love you. Have a wonderful rest of your evening, and we will be back on. It may be tomorrow. It may be Wednesday, probably more like Wednesday, but we will be back on. We will announce, and we thank you for spending this time with us. Have a wonderful rest of your evening. Hello, everyone. Amanda Grace here. So, as many of you know, Dr. Mark Sherwood and Dr. Michelle Sherwood of the Functional Medical Institute are mine and Chris's doctors. And so I went to Dr. Sherwood with a problem that I was seeing, not only with what I was going through, but with what other women were going through concerning their metabolism, concerning energy, concerning their hormones. And so we put our heads together, and we are very happy now to finally be able to present to you Rapha for women. Rapha means healer in Hebrew. So it is an ode to the Lord, because he is our healer. He put things in the earth that help heal us. And so Rapha is a product that was created for that. It also helps by helping with a healthy metabolism and natural hormones, as well as it helps balance fatigue. It helps with weight gain, night sweats, mood swings, blood sugar issues, and more. It is all natural, and I find more and more people are going into the natural arena in order to find solutions to issues that they're going through. So if you'd like to learn more, you can go to www.arcofgrace.org/ministry-partners to learn more about Rafa today. God bless. Hey everyone, Amanda Grace here. If you are looking for advice on financial matters, if you think gold and silver might be right for you, go to bh-pm.com today. Andrew Sorcini of Beverly Hills Precious Metals, who has been on Ark of Grace many times and loves to answer our viewer questions, is here with his team to answer all of your gold and silver needs. Whether you want to buy gold and silver, whether you have questions to see if it's right for you, whether you are looking to roll over retirement accounts, go to bh-pm.com today. And Andrew and his team will be more than happy to assist you with all of your needs. If you want to support an amazing patriot and be a blessing, go to MyPillow.com today and use promo code ARK, A-R-K, to save up to 66% or more off of all MyPillow products. They have pillows, of course, but they are so much more than pillows. They have sheets, they have slippers, they have bathrobes, they even have dog beds. And a fun fact for all of you, Noble, one of our pigs at our animal sanctuary, has indeed slept on a MyPillow dog bed. So if you want to be a blessing, you can go to MyPillow.com today and use promo code ARK. Hey everybody, Amanda Grace here. Many of you have been curious and have asked about what skincare products I use. In fact, we have had many emails come in about this, so I am happy to be able to now share this with you. This is Givaderm. It is all natural. It is food for your face. Wonderful skincare line owned and operated by believers. I love that these products are nourishing. They are free of chemicals and they are safe for not only me, but also the animals. And as you know, we have many of them running around here at the Ark. So I don't have to worry if any of them were to accidentally get into them. What goes on our skin goes into our bodies. So it's important to put on our skin what nourishes and heals. Kind of like what we should put in our soul, what nourishes and heals it, which is the word. Our bodies are temples. We have to be careful what we put on them and in them. My favorite products are Uplift and the eye cream, which I have right here. However, I use their entire line. It is amazing and it is very effective. So if you'd like to learn more or contact Givaderm, go to arcofgrace.org/ministry-partners and you can use promo code ARK10 for a 10% discount.